This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
Oktoberfest is right around the corner, and though the holiday is best known for beer-drinking libations, wine drinkers can prost with the best of them. I'll tell you how next.
If you'd like to hear more no-nonsense talk about wine and all the fun that goes with it, check out winetalkshow.com. At winetalkshow.com, you'll find a massive library of content for fun-loving, unpretentious people who aren't afraid to step outside the lines and challenge conventional wisdom. We'll take you places you've never been before. That's a promise. Expand your wine horizons in unimaginable ways at winetalkshow.com.
Because of Germany's moderate climate, German wines tend to be light and fruity, but can also range from bone-dry to syrupy sweet. The problem is, at first glance, German wine labels appear to be very complicated, unless you know what you're looking for. There are a few different categories that classify German wines from driest to sweetest, and that category is printed right there on the label. Now allow me to help you sort things out. Cabernet is the lightest and driest. Spätlese means late harvest and has more intense flavor, is somewhat dry, and not necessarily sweet. Auslese is a little sweet with intense flavors. Bärenauslese has a concentrated sweetness. Trockenbärenauslese is quite sweet and has a honey-like flavor. And Eiswein means ice wine and is made from sweet grapes that were allowed to freeze before harvest. In fact, it's so sweet and viscous, I've been known to pour it on my pancakes. So as you see, German wines are not that difficult to understand after all. So while your beer-loving friends raise their steins in good German cheer, go ahead and ask for wine with your Wiener Schnitzel. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.